Welcome to the Yolanda Shoshana podcast, where I get into lifestyle, pop culture, food, libations, advice, and a little bit of magic. Now, let's get wicked. Hey, hey, thank you so much for tuning in. So, still in the middle of this whole coronavirus in New York City. Still kicking it in the Bronx, though I did go on a quick little adventure today. I needed to get out for a little bit longer than I normally do. I go on a walk every day and I will go, maybe I'll get coffee or I go to the grocery store and that's about it. But I needed to go pick up a package today and I hadn't been downtown in probably almost 2 weeks. A little weird, hardly anybody out, of course. But people, you could tell, were running errands. But for the most part, people are still in their homes. I mean, there's nowhere to go. And, you know, so many people have been laid off. I'm sure they're just staying home and conserving and holding on to the money that they do have. Like, it's going to be interesting when things get going again in New York. I just spoke to my brother who's in Houston, Texas, and more things have closed, but, you know, it's kind of mellow there too. And this is just slowly but surely hitting the rest of the world in other ways. So, you know, we all got to hang in there. But the word on the street is that more and more people are stocking up on alcohol. Of course, people drink when they're happy and they drink when shit goes down, right? So wine sales are up and spirit sales are up. But in the midst of that, affordable wine is what people are going for. So instead of buying their favorite $30 bottle of wine, they might be going for some affordable $15 wine. So it's like two for one. Totally get that. But I want to say to you that you've come too far to be drinking bad wine. So hopefully you're making some good choices because there's so many wines to choose from. I just want to give you some of my picks for affordable wines, and they're all celebrity brands. You know, some wine writers won't touch celebrity brands. I do, because I'm very curious about who actually is involved with their winery or who's involved with the wine process and not just slapping their name on a bottle. For the past few years, I've been doing a column on and off on Cupid's Pulse called Love and Libations, and it's all dedicated to celebrity wines and celebrity spirits. So I follow it because, you know, every day somebody's trying to get in this booze game. So without further ado, so some of my wine picks, and all of these wines are $25 and below. So I just wanted to give you the most affordable things. So first up is Sarah Jessica Parker. If you are a fan of hers, you already know that she has a wine. You've probably tried that wine. But she surprised people when she said she was gonna release a wine because she said she loved to entertain at home and have people over and et cetera. I mean, I was shocked. I don't get like a Martha Stewart vibe from her. Like, I don't see her getting her kitchen witch on in the kitchen, you know? I see her making like a mean salad. But maybe cooking is her jam, or maybe it's not. Maybe she just likes the entertainment part, pairing good wine with good food. And I mean, when you're a celebrity, you can have a chef come and do that for you, right? So anyway, she's got a Sauvignon Blanc, and the wine is called Invino X. And I actually really love the label. It's clean, it's fresh. The wine is from New Zealand. It's a typical New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc, but there's a little extra something in it that I really like. So it's crisp, it's fruity, it's perfect for the spring and summer. So now, if you're in the USA, it would be a great time to get this wine. I really think it's solid. And it's around $15.99. Totally affordable. And it'll be great for like your Easter and Passover food if you're not kosher and all that. She also is supposed to drop a rosé. I'm assuming it's going to finally arrive this year. And that's going to be from Provence. I'm actually really curious now what the rosé is going to taste like. So next we have Sting, as in the musician Sting. Some people don't know that he has wine. He and his wife, Trudy, apparently fell in love with Italy, and they bought a villa, which also included a winery and olive groves, because that's what you do when you're staying, right? And now you can also rent this villa if you got it like that, and if you do, please invite me. And they have really made more of a push, I'd say, for their wines in the past, I don't know, year and a half. I'm seeing more of them, and they're pretty great. So the one that I want to tell you about is called When We Dance, and it's named after a Sting song because all of his wines are named after songs, which I think is great. He has a red called Roxanne as well, and all that good stuff. But the winery is called Il Palagio. I'm probably saying that wrong because my Italian is really bad. Il Palagio. And the wine I'm talking about now is a Chianti. And if you follow me, you know I love me some Chianti. It's like the old school Italian red, but it's got lots of game. So I highly recommend it. It is nice and juicy and beautiful on color and just good on the nose. Great with some pasta, pizza, and yeah, I just think you'll really dig it. And the wine's like $19. So, Chianti can be really crazy expensive. There are more affordable Chiantis. So, this is just like a nice drinking Chianti. Next, we have Studio by Miraval. Now, Brad and Angelina are no longer together. And by Brad and Angelina, I'm meaning Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. They may have broken up, but they still have a winery together because, hey, they're no fools. When you have a good winery, why give that up? The winery is known for making really great rosé. And, when they first came out with it, it sold out. But now the rosé is kind of like a staple in the stores. Their flagship rosé is like $25. It's really great, kind of elegant on the tongue. Didn't think I'd like that one. Loved it. But they have a new one called Studio by Miraval. And it's a really nice drinking rosé. A little less elegant than the other one, but it's perfect for just sipping by a pool. Taking to the beach, Netflix and chill, and all that good stuff. The name is inspired by the fact that they found a recording studio in the chateau. And I friggin' love that. I just think, secret studio that apparently all these famous singers would come and record and all that. So check out this wine. It's just now really hitting the USA. $20. You may can even find it for like $16.99, depending on where you are. Like in New York, it's probably $20, like $19.99. But other places, you're going to be able to find it. And it's really great. Great rosé from France. And that's kind of how I like to roll with my rosé. And next, we have a sparkling wine by Giuliana. And that'd be Giuliana Rancic and Bill Rancic, the husband and wife team. They have restaurants. But she's from Italy, and there's a Prosecco inspired by her, named after her. And I have to tell you, it's pretty solid. I'm not really a huge fan of Prosecco. I'm very picky about Prosecco. It is not my favorite sparkling wine. It's not even in my top five sparkling wines, but I really dig it. It's great for brunch. You can put it on a cocktail. You can find this wine in lots of places. It's very affordable. Now, I've seen so many different degrees of prices for this wine. It goes no higher than $20, but I've seen it for $10.99. I've also seen it for around $15. So it's one of these sparkling wines that tends to be on sale. Clean label. Not a lot of, whoop-de-doo on the label, just nice and clean. And you can also find this wine at their restaurants if you are anywhere near their restaurants. Next up, we have John Legend with the Legend Vineyard Experience. What's not to love about John Legend and his fun, sassy wife, Chrissy Teigen? I could watch them all day. I literally watched them do a wedding for Luna's stuffed animals the other day. I watched the whole thing. John actually sang like it was a wedding. It was so cute. They've got the cutest kids. But Chrissy's all about food, and John has his wine, and he has a rosé. And his rosé is $25, and it is from France. It's from Provence. He's partnered with Raymond Vineyards, and pretty solid. It's got like the influence of music and art and love in the bottle. So it's very elegant, for the grown and sexy. Like the John Legend wine is for the grown and sexy. So if you're grown and sexy, that is how you should go. Last but not least is Fergie, as in the singer Fergie. Who knew she had anything to do with wine? But she does. Ferguson Wines. Her and her father, who's a winemaker, have partnered up. They founded a winery in 2006. And you can taste their wines, the wines, wineries in California. And the Fergalicious is the one that I'm recommending. And it's a red wine. It's a four grape blend with the smell of plums and pepper and anise, which I love in wine. I love that aroma. So, Fergie, you can grab her wine and listen to some of her music or the Black Eyed Peas. Same with John Legend. I think the John Legend wine is one of those you grab your boo, or if you're single, you, grab a bottle, play some of his music, and meditate on love. I mean, hey, the best thing about a good bottle of wine is pairing it with good music and, of course, good food. But don't forget to pair your wine with some really great music. So, those are some of my picks. So, if you see them out at your store, if you're ordering online, which most people are, grab one or two of these bottles and see how you like it and try something new, because life is too short for bad wine. There's no need to be drinking bad wine. Of course, they can be hit or miss. Wine that you think is going to be amazing is sometimes meh and can be very disappointing. Wine that costs a lot of money can be crappy and be blech, and then you can find like a $10 wine that you go, hey, that's not too shabby. So you just never know. That's the great thing about wine and the magic in the bottle. But go out of your comfort zone and try something new, especially if you're like stuck in the house. Try something new, pair it with something different, and give your palate, a tour around the world through wine. Thank you so much for tuning in. Feel free to reach out anytime you get a chance. If you try any of these wines, let me know. If there's a celebrity wine that you love and adore, talk to me, because maybe I don't know about it, because every day they're always popping up with new wine. So until next time, peace, love, and cheers.